said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground, and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land.
Sherry Preston. Jurors resumed deliberations this morning in the case of Hunter Biden, accused of lying on the form to buy a firearm in 2018. ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
It's a pretty straightforward case legally. I mean, the defense has provided a possible answer if you want to find not guilty, which is this idea that the prosecution has the burden to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. And the defense is essentially saying, are you sure it was knowingly? Did he know that he was a drug addict at that moment?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East, urging Hamas to accept the hostage release deal with Israel on the table. The UN Security Council this week voting in favor of an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Apple jumping into the race to bring generative AI to more people during its Worldwide Developers Conference. The tech giant announced it's getting help from OpenAI's ChatGPT technology. This is ABC News. New numbers showing violent crime dropping across the country.
So-called burglary tourism in the suburbs and other crimes, including retail theft, have made headlines. The perceptions about crime differing city to city, state to state. But the FBI releasing new data showing violent crime dropped 15% from January to March compared to the same time last year. Murders dropped by 26%, rape down 25%, robberies falling 17%.
That's ABC's Lana Moise. The data coming from 72 42% of law enforcement agencies from around the country. Your price at the gas pump may be easing even more. The Energy Department says gas prices nationwide are down an average of 9 cents a gallon in the past week alone. And it turns out elephants may basically have names for each other, and they use those names. New research shows elephants address each other with unique calls. Experts think this is a clear sign that they associate distinct sounds with other elephants. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
It's back, the Phillips Lions Spirit of America 5K Run Walk, Saturday, July 6th. Registration is open online through Race Roster. Get the QR code by going to the Facebook page for the Phillips Chamber and the Price County Events Facebook page. It's $20 for registration up to the day of the race. The day of the race is $30. The race starts at 8:30 a.m. promptly July 6th. Thank you for all the sponsors that help bring the Spirit of America Run Walk to the Phillips area.
Treat Dad all his favorites this Saturday night, Father's Day Eve at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Indulge in their magnificent multi-meat and seafood buffet featuring prime rib, barbecued baby back ribs, or even lobsters available. Enjoy many delicious sides and build your own salad. And Dad can eat till his heart is content. Save room for Lisa's exquisite desserts and signature cocktails. Reserve your spot for Dad now at 715-762-4447. Serving late from 4 to 9 p.m. this Saturday night at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's now officially a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford announced she's running today. Former Attorney General Brad Schimmel is already running. Just like the last state Supreme Court race, the ideological balance of the High Court is on the line. The election is April 1st. Madison police now say 12 young people were injured in a shooting at a Madison party early Sunday. No one was killed, and police say at least two people started shooting at a crowd of more than 25 young people on a high-rise apartment building rooftop. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
We are working tirelessly to identify and apprehend those responsible for these senseless acts, and we will not rest until justice is served.
Police are asking for tips. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Restoration work on a 120-year-old windmill in South Range, Wisconsin has nearly been completed. According to a Fox 21 report, the Davidson Windmill along Highway 13 had been undergoing renovation work thanks to the Old World Heritage Society, which is hoping to renovate the windmill in a way that shows what it was like when first constructed in 1904. The organization is also planning to put a fence and sidewalk around the windmill and needs to raise about $50,000 more to complete it. The Bong Center in Superior is looking for two more veterans to bring on a canoe trip. According to a Northern News Now report, the organization is planning to kick off a 7-day trip on the Boundary Waters canoe area in late July, hoping to provide the group of veterans with a peaceful nature escape. There are no age restrictions to apply for the trip, but participants will need to be able to at least carry a pack. The free trip will include canoeing, camping, and fishing, and the application will be available on the Bong Center website. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brewers with a win over the Blue Jays.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. The crew had not hit a home run in the past week until Jackson Churio did it in the third, followed by Willie Adames in the fourth inning on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Adames, deep left center, and the Brewers are going to have the lead. Number 10 for Willie.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Willie's such a competitor. I've seen him hit that same home run 20 times since I've been here. Slider kind of down in the zone, right in that same spot.
Colin Ray got the win, now 5-2 for the season. NBA. Darvin Ham coming back to the Milwaukee Bucks as an assistant after a 2-year stint as the head coach of the Lakers. UConn's Dan Hurley declining an offer from the Lakers to become their next head coach. NFL. The Packers back on the practice field for the first day of their mandatory minicamp this week in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Wednesday the 12th. Going to be serving up kielbasa tomorrow with mashed potatoes and gravy, baked beans, and applesauce cake. Price County Senior Dining. Any questions? Order your meal 715-339-2158. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Berlow.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Nina conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 66, south winds at 10 to 20. For tonight, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy, a high near 81, an afternoon storm possible, and more storms Wednesday night. Currently, 46 degrees.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Zebra mussels are infesting a lot of lakes in the upper Midwest, and this is making the water crystal clear. And that is making walleye fishing very tough. I asked Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer, Mr. Walleye Gary Roach, how do you fish those clear lakes for walleyes? And I'll tell you what he said, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it. And it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Clear water. A lot of lakes have been cleared up by the zebra mussels that have infested them. This aquatic invasive species has gotten into many, many lakes in the upper Midwest, and this means very clear water. And that means walleye fishing is very tough. Walleyes tend to be a skittish fish. They can be very spooky, and they can move when you want them to stay. So what does Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach do to catch those fish? He says, first of all, toss out your gas motor. Everything you do should be electric motor in that crystal clear water. And even if those walleyes are buried deep in that clear water, if there's a big gas motor roaring over their head, they're going to hightail it out from underneath that boat. And second, if you're casting for those walleyes, long casts. You got to make very long casts and use a lure that's going to get down quick. And if you're trolling for those walleyes, make sure you long line troll them. Get that lure out as far away from the boat as you can. That clear water's tough, so you got to use the tricks. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
There's a whole lot more.
Brand new country.
I'm alone.
Q Country.
Yeah.
this is my station.
So own it. Listen in your car, online, and on our app. It's easy and free.
98Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby. Then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m. I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side. Truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because. Off this time.
where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Bader Sports Center. We're enjoying the outdoors, doing all that stuff, fishing and getting ready. You hardcore hunters are thinking already about the fall hunting season, I know. Get into Bader Sports Center, everything you need, the long guns, handguns, crossbows, all the ammo and all the stuff to just enjoy the summer camping. 10% off their camping supplies right now. Bader Sports Center, located right on Highway 13 in Phillips, are right next to Pick and Save. Another keyword coming up after 9 o'clock. Lots of folks getting in on the prize fun here of Dell's tickets, Brewer tickets, and staycations all across the state of Wisconsin with our Text to Win Scotty Summer Giveaway statewide with our civic media stations. We'll get to the birthdays next. If you got somebody, give us a call. 715-762-3221 is our number for birthdays and anniversaries, and we'll get to those coming up in just a moment after our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors resumed deliberations this morning in the case of Hunter Biden, accused of lying on the form to buy a firearm in 2018. ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
It's a pretty straightforward case legally. I mean, the defense has provided a possible answer if you want to find not guilty, which is this idea that the prosecution has the burden to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. And the defense is essentially saying, Are you sure it was knowingly? Did he know that he was a drug addict at that moment?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East, urging Hamas to accept the hostage release deal with Israel on the table. The UN Security Council this week voting in favor of an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Apple jumping into the race to bring generative AI to more people during its Worldwide Developers Conference. The tech giant announced it's getting help from OpenAI's ChatGPT technology. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he'll ask for the biggest budget increase ever for the universities of Wisconsin system in his next budget, $800 million. Seven campuses are facing budget shortfalls, and UW-Oshkosh has depleted its reserves. Democrats are urged to remember how much power Wisconsin voters have this election year. Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison addressed the state party convention in Milwaukee Saturday.
Wisconsin is crucial in terms of where American democracy goes. The eyes of not only this country, but the eyes of the world will be on what you do right here in Wisconsin.
It's not just the race for president. Wisconsin voters could also determine the balance of power in the U.S. House and Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Bayfield residents gathered for the third annual Stand With The Band street party on Saturday. According to a Northern News Now report, the goal of the yearly event is to raise awareness about the increase in efforts to ban books across the country. It was started when Julie Buckles, the owner of Honest Dog Books, received a donation to buy a banned book and donate it. This year, over 500 people attended the party, and Buckles says her store donated about 100 books that have been challenged or banned. As summer weather starts to spread throughout the area, a popular Chippewa Valley petting zoo has opened. According to a WQOW report, Outlaw Farms in Fall Creek officially opened for the season over the weekend, giving area kids a chance to see standard animals like goats and more exotic animals like alligators, llamas, and kangaroos. Outlaw Farms will be open every weekend from Thursday to Sunday until Labor Day. They've also added an indoor animal exhibit with a storefront and space for local vendors. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Big win for the Brewers' Colin Ray. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 win over the Blue Jays. Right-hand pitcher Colin Ray held Toronto to just three hits over seven innings in his longest outing in 8 years. I asked him what made the difference.
We were kind of executing that backdoor sinker, and that played really well off of other stuff that we were attacking them with. And then, you know, they were pretty aggressive, so we were getting ahead. And, you know, we played great defense and got some key hits when we needed to.
Game two of the three-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NFL. 40-year-old tight end Mercedes Lewis re-signed for another year with the Chicago Bears. This will be his 19th season. Packers minicamp underway. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, who does he consider his number one receiver?
We have a lot of depth at the receiver position. I think it's a good problem to have. You know, you don't have to have a number one receiver. I think it works out well when you can spread the ball out. I think in the long run, it helps us not having a number one guy, a true number one guy, but I think all those guys can step up and be the one, you know, any given day.
That's the Packers Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And we'll get to our birthdays in just a moment. If you got somebody, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We talk about your health a couple of times each month. And we have Tracy and Dr. Claire with us from North Lakes Community Clinic. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
All right. We're active. We're moving. It's almost summer. Well, it technically is summer, but not according to the calendar anyway. And we're all moving and shaking, right? We got to stay healthy and not pull any muscles, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk stretching. Let's talk getting stretched out and give people some tips on how to stay healthy.
Yeah. So if we know that we're going to be outside being active, gardening, yard work, things like that, even, you know, going for a family bike ride, it's a good idea to do some stretches, warm up those muscles a little bit beforehand so that they're prepped and ready to go for what we're asking them to do.
Yeah. Yeah, we do a lot of things in the summer that wintertime just doesn't happen. So it's hard on the radio because you kind of need a visual, right, for this? But I guess give a visual as well as you can of some few basic tips on stretching.
Yeah, so one easy one, you know, the hamstrings. I feel like that's a very common muscle to be tight on people. So if you're in a standing position, you can kick that heel out, one heel out in front of you. So take a step forward with that heel, and then you're just reaching down towards those toes, and you should feel a nice stretch in the back upper thigh.
Oh, I did. Even sitting down, I did that, and I could feel it, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It works that way, too. So, and that's a great way if we have some people who maybe balance isn't their strong suit. So you can do that sitting down in a chair as well.
Yeah, yeah. The hamstring, all right. And we like to do a lot of that yard work. Yesterday I was pulling and digging perennials and all that stuff. So it's how about some upper body stretches?
Will you have your door frame stretch where you got to stretch out the pecs because everything's in front, so you round your shoulders, especially with gardening and everything. So having your elbow shoulder height in a door frame and just one foot in front of the other and lunge forward gently until you feel the stretch in across the chest or the pec area is a nice one to open you up and help with breathing and upright posture, especially when you're bent over like that gardening for a long period of time.
Yeah. All right. All right. What about the old traditional, you know, people think about stretching. They think about, you know, laying flat on their back and pulling their legs up and stuff like that. Is that a way if they're able to do that, to stretch that way also?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a great one. So I know there's a lot of people that will do that first thing in the morning. Some even say that they do those stretches, you know, pulling one knee up to the chest and the other and then pulling both up at the same time, that they do those stretches before they even get out of bed as a way to prep the body.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess, you know, even if they're a little bit confused on what to do and what to stretch, we can just look at the athletes, the college and pro athletes, you know, basketball, especially before the game. You know, we see them twisting side to side and twirling the arms. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're getting ready to battle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really want to warm up those muscles and prep them for the activities and movements that we're going to be taking them through so that they're ready to do what we're asking.
Yeah, and one thing that people don't think about too is, you know, after going for a long walk, afterwards it's important to be proactive and a little stretching too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, hitting those hamstrings, hitting the quads or quadricep muscles that are in the front of the thigh, and then the glutes as well. So those can all get tight when we're doing activities like walking, biking, running.
Yeah. And Tracy, you are a massage therapist, so if something goes wrong and they're a little too sore, you can always help them out a little bit there, right?
Correct. Massage can help lengthen those muscle fibers so that way the stretches can hold easier, and also get some blood flow to the area so that way the muscles can relax a little bit so you don't get a cramp, because cramps in the middle of the night, man, they shoot you out of bed really fast.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we're stretching, and then if folks have any issues or and Tracy, a lot of times people think about massages as kind of something when they're sore, but you kind of mentioned there a little bit, being proactive and not necessarily just doing that massage therapy when something hurts, right?
Correct. A lot of times the brain doesn't recognize that there's an issue until it hits a 60% threshold. Once it hits that 60% threshold, it sends a signal to your brain saying that there's something wrong. But oftentimes we ignore it because we got stuff to do. We got to keep gardening. We got to keep going to the grocery store. Well, that builds up over time. But if you can be proactive and stop it from getting to that level where it starts causing discomfort or hindering your daily activities, that's a one way to keep very active throughout this short summer season that we have.
Yeah, exactly. And as always, staying hydrated, right? Very important for the muscles, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Anything else we missed there, Dr. Claire or Tracy?
No, I think we
got it all. All right. Yeah. Folks have any questions, they can always reach out to North Lakes Community Clinic, 762-2950. I know you guys have got some good visual stretches, too, you know, on paper that people can look at and really make sure that they're stretching where they should. All right, 762-2950, North Lakes Community Clinic, right in downtown Park Falls. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yep, Dr. Claire and Tracy, she is a massage therapist there at North Lakes Community Clinic. Locations, other locations too, not just Park Falls, but that's the main one right here, 762-2950. If you have any questions, those stretches, very important, keeping your body healthy this summer. You can do it all by yourself, baby girl. What's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Pete is joining us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin, and he has some big news for us. Pete, take it away.
Can you believe it's been 50 years, and what we're going to do is to celebrate it. We're going to run a sale next week. It starts from the 11th of June all the way until the 15th, and we're giving a guaranteed $50,000 cash prize. Hey, we got a ton of things going on. We're going to have tons and tons of cars, all makes and models, cars, trucks, every make and model. Payments as low as $199 per month. We have over 30 banks in-house. We can get you financed. No credit, bad credit. No problem. You know what they say. When balloons are up, prices are down. Make sure you check your mailbox. Can you believe it, Joel? Somebody's going to have $50,000 of a cash prize in their mailbox. Give us a call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467. There's going to be a ton of coupons for service for oil changes, tires, brakes, many, many discounts. We're having a huge party for the celebration of the 50th year anniversary at Wheelway.
That's Wheelway right on Highway 13 in Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, Wisconsin. And that sale's underway today, running through Saturday. We'll be there broadcasting live on Friday. Big event at Wheelway. Dan Koshak, happy birthday to you, Dan. And that is from your family and friends and from, Cade. Cade is the one who wanted to wish you especially happy birthday. And happy birthday wishes to Nancy Gould, also is celebrating a birthday today. That is from your husband, Nancy. Happy birthday. If you're celebrating today, you share your day with other celebrities, such as Joshua Jackson, the Canadian-American actor. He is 46 today. Smiling Jay McDowell, the XBR549 group bassist, is 54 today. Peter Dinklage, the TV and film star, won a Golden Globe for Game of Thrones. He is 55 today. Dr. Oz, TV and radio host, is a real cardiac doctor, medical researcher, and college professor. Dr. Oz, his real name is Mehmet Oz. He's 64 today. Let's see, anybody else you'd care about here? Joe Montana, football great. A lot of people consider him the greatest of all time. Him and Tom Brady kind of mentioned together. If Joe Montana would have won a couple more Super Bowls. Hard to overcome those Tom Brady Super Bowls when you talk about the greatest. Joe Montana, 68. He was really, really good. Greta Van Gusteren, the TV news anchor, is 70 today. Donnie Van Zandt from 38 Special and the Van Zandt Singer is celebrating a 72nd birthday today. Adrian Barbeau, after playing Rizzo in Grease, she went on to do a lot of other stuff, too, including Maude and stuff. But we kind of know her as the Grease, right? As Rizzo. 79 today. Christina Crawford, Joan Crawford's embittered adopted daughter, is 85 today. Not a good line you like to hear describing you, but that's what they wrote. Chad Everett, the actor, born on this day in 1937, passed in 2012. And Gene Wilder, Mr. Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory himself. He did a lot of other stuff too, but he's always Willy Wonka to me. Jerome Silberman is his real name. Gene Wilder, born on this day, 1933, passed in 2016. And the great one in the state of Wisconsin, Vince Lombardi, legendary Green Bay Packer coach. Led, of course, the Packers to 5 titles during the 60s, including victories in the first 2 Super Bowls. Vince Lombardi, born on this day, 1913. He passed September 3rd. Of 1970.
The only downside to Taco Bell's Cravings value menu is having to decide. It's got 10 different favorites for $3 or less. How do I choose between the super beefy cheesy double beef burrito, the crunchy loaded beef nachos, the pillowy 3 cheese chicken flatbread, or the... I don't have time to list them all. I'll have to go to Taco Bell and try them. The Taco Bell Cravings value menu. 10 items, $3 or less. participating U.S. stores while supplies last. Contact the store for participation, which varies. Tax section. Double seasoned beef compared to the burrito supreme.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-885-3100. That's 800-885-3100. 800-885-3100.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 66, south winds at 10 to 20. For tonight, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy, a high near 81, an afternoon storm possible, and more storms Wednesday night. Right now, it's 49.
Let's talk about your money. We've got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Services to do just that. Matthew, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Why, good. I thought maybe you'd be off work today. I thought today's kind of a national holiday. Vince Lombardi born on this day. I thought it was Wisconsin national holiday.
Yeah, it definitely should be, no doubt.
Yeah, what are we doing here? What are we doing? All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about retirement. That's always a popular subject because no matter what age you are, it's something that you should be thinking about a little bit. And we have a lot of different options, Matthew, don't we? When it comes to putting money away for retirement, there are several different things to consider, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And specifically, I want to talk about today with 401ks or 403bs. Many plans offer pre-tax Roth or after-tax contributions, and talking about which one that you should choose.
Okay. All right.
Again, Joel, what I wanted to start with, again, were, you know, those different options as far as the contributions that you make into your 401k or 403b. And those options, typically you have three options, like I said, pre-tax, Roth, or after-tax contributions. And it's really important to understand each one of these and which one makes the most sense for you. So what I wanted to start first with was the pre-tax contributions. And pre-tax contributions are for those who want to lower taxes now when you file taxes for this current year. So with pre-tax contributions, the money is deducted from your paycheck before taxes, which helps reduce your taxable income and the amount of taxes that you pay now. And I would, to better help understand that, what I wanted to do is go through an example. So we'll call the person here Vince, for Vince Lombardi.
All right, good. That's good. Perfect.
Yeah, so Vince earns $2,000 every 2 weeks before taxes. If he contributes nothing to his retirement plan on a pre-tax basis, the amount of his pay that will be subject to income tax will be the full $2,000. If he was in the 22% federal tax bracket, he would pay $440 in federal income taxes, reducing his take-home pay to $1,560. On the other hand, if he contributes 10% of his income to the plan on a pre-tax basis, in other words, that would be $200 that he would contribute, he would reduce the amount of his taxable pay to $1,800. That would reduce the amount of taxes to $396. After accounting for both federal taxes and his plan contributions, Frank's take-home pay would be $1,404. The bottom line here, Joel, is that Frank would be able to invest $200 toward his future by reducing his take-home pay by just $156. And this is really the benefit of the pre-tax contributions.
Right.
And in addition to that, any earnings made on a pre-tax contribution on pre-tax contributions grow on a tax-deferred basis. That means you don't have to pay taxes on any gains each year as you would in a taxable investment account. However, the catch there is that those benefits certainly don't go on forever. Any money withdrawn from a tax-deferred account is subject to ordinary income taxes, and if the withdrawal takes place prior to age 59 and a half, you may be subject to a 10% penalty on the total amount of the distribution, unless an exception applies, of course.
Sure. So option one basically is deferring the taxes till you retire and not paying it now.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. That is 100% correct. And the other thing with pre-tax contributions is then you are subject typically to what's called required minimum distributions, or RMDs, which I know we've talked about before, but that certainly is more so on the pre-tax side when the IRS starts making you take money out of your retirement accounts if you haven't.
Yeah, if you don't have the taxes taken out, Uncle Sam's going to want it eventually, and it's going to come knocking on your door someday to make sure you start paying that. All right. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Then the second option is the Roth option, and this is for those who prefer tax-free income later and paying tax now. And so kind of the opposite of pre-tax. On the other hand, contributing to a Roth account offers different benefits. Roth contributions are considered after tax, so you won't reduce the amount of current income subject to taxes, but qualified distributions down the road will be tax-free. What a qualified distribution is one that occurs, it's a two-pronged test. The first being you have to have had the Roth for a five-year holding period, reached 59 and a half for that entire distribution to be tax-free.
Right.
So distributions of Roth contributions are always tax-free because they were made on after-tax basis. And distribution of earnings on those contributions are tax-free as long as, again, they're that qualified distribution. Non-qualified distributions of earnings are subject to regular income taxes and a possible 10% penalty tax. If at some point you need to take a non-qualified withdrawal from a Roth account due to an unexpected emergency, for example, only the pro rata portion of the total amount representing earnings will be taxable.
Yeah, so if you're financially able, you can pay your tax now, basically put it away, and when retirement comes, it's a little easier to look at that amount and say, well, this is what I got. I don't have to worry about any taxes taken out of that, right, for the most part.
Yep. That is absolutely correct in paying the tax now. And the other nice part about a Roth is that you get what's called basically that tax-free growth. You know, you have the money that you put into the account, and over time, if that money grows, all of those earnings are tax-free. Again, with the caveat that you meet that two-pronged test of having the account for 5 years and age 59 and a half.
Right. Okay.
And with Roth dollars, it also helps with a lot of other aspects of retirement, including health insurance and things like that if you're looking to retire before age 65.
Okay, so we got the IRA, traditional IRA, we got the Roth IRA.
Okay. Yeah, and then the after-tax contribution, and this is for those who are able to exceed the limits. And know that some 401k and 403b plans allow you to make additional non-Roth after-tax contribution. This plan feature helps those who want to make contributions exceeding the annual total limit on pre-tax and Roth accounts. In 2024, the limit is $23,000. And $30,500 for those 50 or older. And as With a traditional pre-tax account, earnings on after-tax contributions grow on a tax-deferred basis. If this option is offered, again, you have to check your plan documents for your specific plan. Keep in mind that the total employee and employer contributions cannot exceed $69,000 or $76,500 for those age 50 or older. Those limits are, of course, the 2024 limits for this plan year.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess, you know, the bottom line is whether you're making, you're on the lower end of the pay scale or the upper end, there's things that you need to be informed about to make whatever you got dance a little bit for you and make a little money for you, right?
right. Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the wrap up is every situation is different and certainly got to take into consideration exactly what you just said, where you are on the tax scale and where you expect to be in retirement as far as the ordinary tax rates are concerned, because that will have a big impact on what's the best game plan for you going forward. And of course, you also have to ask yourself the question of what will taxes be like in the future as well.
Yeah. So are you dancing with your money or are you sitting in the chair watching everybody else dance, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, folks have any questions, Matt, they can always sit down with you, free initial consultation, and just say, hey, here's what I'm making, here's what I'm doing. You know, I want to get this retirement going. I want to put away money for my kids or grandkids. You can just that first initial meet and greet, right?
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Happy to do that and create a plan for you on what makes the most sense for you. Because like I said, every situation is a little different.
Yeah. Check out the website, pioneer-financial.net. You guys are on Facebook too, Pioneer Financial Consultants, and or they can reach out to you. They can meet you up in one of your three locations, right?
Yep. We have three locations in Phillips, Hawkins, and Medford.
All right. Where can they reach you there, Matt?
Well, yep, 715-748-3231.
All right, fantastic. Enjoy the day, Matt. Thank you so much for all the great information. We'll talk with you again next Tuesday, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Matthew Krieger. He is with Pioneer Financial Consultants and joins us each Tuesday morning at this time to talk a little bit about your money.
Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Today's best country.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Combs.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
From today's biggest stars.
Fisher. 98Q Country.